Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 seconds.
Now I'm a believer. In 1970, pop group The Monkees believed in the Nerf ball, at least according to this commercial.
Hey, what are those things anyway?
They're Nerf balls. Spongy foam. That doesn't hurt anything.
Rain Geyer was the man behind the foam Nerf ball. Born in St. Paul in 1935, Geyer first made a name for himself as co-creator of Twister. In 1968, with his Twister profits, Geyer set to work finding the next big game. He established a toy company, Windsor Concepts, in St. Paul, where he and fellow brainstormers tossed bad ideas for a caveman game involving foam rocks. The caveman rock transformed into the Nerf ball, a foam ball launched by Parker Brothers in 1970. The boxes came with a notice. Safe. The Nerf ball is made of incredibly soft and spongy synthetic foam. Throw it around indoors. You can't damage lamps or break windows. You can't hurt babies or old people. By the end of 1970, Parker Brothers had sold 4 million of the window-friendly foam balls, first tossed about by Rain Geyer and his toy designers in St. Paul.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.